So we made it through all these readings, but we made it through the season. We made it through the season of Lent to this night that is unlike any other night, this night for which we live. Vivimos para esta noche, one of the saints from Puerto Rico says, that we live for this night. Everything that we do as Christians, as Catholics, is because of this night. And without this night, nothing makes sense. We had that beautiful readings of salvation history, beginning with the formless void of chaos over which the Spirit hovered and blew, and creation was formed. And God entered into a covenant with this new creation. And then as sin entered in, the covenant was broken. The chosen people were in slavery, from which they were led out of slavery. I think it was the third reading we heard about, where God went behind the people. Moses raised his hand, the water split, and they went to freedom through the water. Exodus 14 into 15. Just before that passage that we heard, the people were complaining and telling Moses, "Why did you get us out of here? We should have stayed in slavery in Egypt. It was better for us in slavery." And this one, God said, "Why are you complaining to me? Go forward." And Moses had told them, "Look back. You will never see that again. You will never see the Egyptians again. Move forward." Until we get to that promise from the last reading of the Old Testament that we heard from Ezekiel. "For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from your impurities. From your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart, taking from your bodies stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes. You shall be my people, and I will be your God." For those of you who are prepared for baptism, this is for you. It's for all of us in a particular way, but for you. This is the promise. This is the prophecy. This is the call that you have answered. The call to put away your stony hearts and allow the Spirit of the living God to be breathed into you through the waters of baptism and the oil of confirmation to give you a natural, it actually says a fleshy heart, so that He will be your God and you will be His people. This beautiful promise, which leads us to the epistle. Are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? If we stop there, it makes no sense. Right, I'm giving up everything for death? But no. And that's the beauty of this night, the beauty of this light, is that death has been conquered. The tomb is empty. Christ has risen. Alleluia! We have new life. We joined here 3 days ago on Thursday for that Last Supper. And we followed Jesus into the garden, and we waited and we prayed and we stayed with Him throughout the night. And then yesterday, we came for the reading of the Passion. And last night, we saw it so vividly displayed by the youth in the live stations. And it ended with Christ in the tomb. And throughout this day, something strange was happening. God was dead. And we spent this day with our Blessed Mother, who had hope, who knew, but yet still was sad. And so we gathered in the darkness. the darkness of the night and the darkness of death and the darkness of sin, we gathered. And it seemed hopeless. Who's sitting next to me? I can't see anything. Where are we going? What's happening? But then ever so slowly, the light was brought. The light of Christ. And as it spread throughout the church, we could see again. This is what Christ does for us. This is what the new life in Christ means. That we're no longer trapped in the darkness of sin, but we've been given new life. We know that our old self was crucified so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. This is the promise, that we shall live with Christ. The apostles didn't believe at first. They didn't believe the story that Christ had risen from the dead. So on this night that we gather, we have to ask ourselves, are we like Peter? Do we believe? Or do we doubt? Do we believe that darkness has been scattered? Do we believe that we've been set free from the slavery of sin? Do we believe that Christ is risen and through our baptism we are joined with Him? That He has taken away our stony hearts. He's given us fleshy hearts. That we never have to look back again at the old life. That we can move forward in the hope of the resurrection. Pope Benedict said that one who has hope lives differently. So as you are baptized and as you come into full communion, one of the gifts you'll receive tonight is the gift of hope. And in this hope, you live differently. That you're no longer looking back to the darkness of your former way, but you live with your eyes straining towards Christ, yearning, striving for the new life. This is a moment in a reality that your life will change. And for the rest of us, this is a night that we enter back into that moment of conversion for us, that moment of baptism, when we are free from the shackles of sin and set free. This is a night like no other night. This is a night that recalls, that remembers, that reignites, that refocuses, and all the other re's we can think of. This is a night that will change our lives if we let it. So what's happening with you guys tonight is not magic. It's mysterious, it's powerful, and it will change your life if you let it. But you have to let it. Somehow the Lord has already spoken to you. He's already called you. You've been studying, reading, praying, yearning, striving. And you've made it tonight. Take this invitation, take this gift seriously. Live a life of hope. Let your life be a light to the world. This is what happens when you're baptized. The light of Christ is given to you so that you can be a light to the world. A beautiful opportunity that you have, that you can change the world. For some of you young people, you might become the most famous person ever. You might do amazing things, but nothing will ever compare to a life changed by Christ through your witness, through your words. Allow this night to change your life. This is a night like no other night. This is a night for which we live. Amen.